Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
And welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Wednesday, November 22nd, and it's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host today as Erin leads the charge, because her guest came in at 11 instead of coming at 10, and I said, but I know what you're talking about.
Because that's use the culture man. People know you. And they say, hold on, they're having a conversation about culture. Must be 11. C.A. is the culture man.
Yes, but they are having an event at the fort. And no, I'm excited about the fort in general, right? Yeah. But I'm going to let you lead again and say exactly what is happening in December, why the AMMC, I didn't know what the AMMC means, right, is here in studio, going in detail about their big event happening in December.
So first things first, the AMMC is the Antiquities, Monuments, and Museums Corporation, which leads us straight to your point. Right? Did you hear the gentleman say he can let me be the leader? Back in the olden days, that's how they used to do it, ladies. In the olden days, that's how they used to do it, right? The men would let the women be the leader. I like that. Thank you very much, sir.
Don't let me have to take it back now.
Absolutely.
So you're in charge. So I'm making sure the listening audience know that you're in charge, so they don't call back and say, who in charge today? Why are you talking so much? Erin is now leading the charge because it's her guest, right? And our guest.
Yeah, man.
It's her guest.
And most of all, I think that's why they booked on this day, the day that we mash up the two shows.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, go ahead. So introduce who all are here.
Joining us,
one of my cousins is here, so I'm kind of excited about that.
Yes, very excited. Good. Joining us this morning from the Antiquities, Monuments, and Museums Corporation are Jamika Hanna and Raquel Davis. Now, we have a third joining us, but she's not sure if she's going to speak, and I'm going to tell you why in a moment.
She's shy?
No, she's in charge of accounts, which means that she knows where the treasure is. So I'm certain she's trying to keep her lips shut through the whole conversation. So I have plenty of questions about treasure. Wherever there's a fort, there's a treasure.
Yes.
I will know where the treasure is.
I told her, wherever there was a fort, there was a fifth, but I understand there's a treasure. But this is second annual
festival at historic Fort Charlotte. And so I'd like to ask the guests to introduce themselves and then introduce the festival to us.
Good.
Why festival at historic Fort Charlotte? I know you have to speak direct. Pull the mic close to you. Yeah, yeah.
Good morning. My name is Jamika Hanna.
Can you go ahead now?
Okay. Good morning. My name is Jamika Hanna. I am the secretary of the Historic Festival Committee.
A pleasant good morning. My name is Raquel Davis, and I am the senior museum attendant at Fort Charlotte.
Ah, okay. So what does a senior museum attendant do?
We give historic tours.
Okay.
So basically, I'm the one with the information pertaining to the history of Fort Charlotte.
But not the treasure, just the history.
Not the treasure.
Okay, you're getting that set out correct. Okay. Now, why festival at historic Fort Charlotte?
Well, the festival was created last year. This is our second annual historic Fort Charlotte Festival. And so it is a family-oriented festival. You're not only getting a chance to bond and spend time with your family, but you are also learning the historic part of learning about the forts. Not only just Fort Charlotte, but you will get a little bit of the history of Fort Fincastle, Fort Montague. There are going to be historic shows throughout the entire day at the fort.
Awesome. Okay. Now,
I'm going excited about that now.
Because she said family oriented.
No, because she said they're going to be teaching us about all of the forts. How many forts are there?
So there are actually five forts. We have Fort Montague,
which that would make it a fifth.
No. Well, Fort Nassau is no longer in existence, but we still have five forts, right?
Right.
Fort Nassau would have been the sixth fort.
Where was Fort Nassau?
Fort Nassau was located where the Hilton Hotel is downtown. So that hotel is actually on a landmark. So we have Fort Montague in the eastern area.
That's my fort. I hold that fort down. That's me. I'm in charge of that fort. Okay.
We have Fort Fincastle in the central part of the island where the Queen's Staircase is located.
Right.
And then we have Fort Charlotte to the western area, which consists of Fort Charlotte, Stanley, and Darcy.
Because wherever there's a strong woman, she holding up at least two men.
Strong man. Yeah, there
so
we go.
Fort Charlotte has two other forts there?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And the names again?
Fort Stanley and Fort Darcy. So Fort Stanley was built to bear the guns. So in that area, we have a lot of firepower. And Fort Darcy was just built to host the ammunitions, but that fort was never completed.
Uncle Stanley, that's why they name you Stanley? He's built to hold a strong man. Okay. And so Fort Darcy was never completed?
No.
Can you tell me why? Because I have a note in my file that I had some work I had to finish up, but maybe I didn't get back to it.
Well, Fort Darcy was never completed because there was no need, because the threat was no longer there. The fort was actually built in anticipation of a French invasion. The French never made it there, so the fort never saw action, so Fort Darcy was never fully completed. And then the coral and limestone rock produces a moisture, which would have automatically destroyed that gunpowder.
All right, sorry, I need you to speak directly into the mic. Also, you sure that the French didn't invade, because French fries apparently are the biggest seller and import. Is the biggest import in the country is French fry potatoes, frozen potatoes?
I agree.
I think the French won. We should have finished that fort. Okay, all right, so tell us the when, the where, and the how, right? What day is it?
It is December 2nd.
Okay, what time I need to be there?
So doors open, the gates will open at 12 p.m. sharp.
What time I need to tell my taxi to pull up to roll me home?
At 1 p.m. That's the time. 1 a.m.
1 a.m.?
That's when it ends.
Cecil, the people say you get to be here for an hour, Miss Green. You're too unruly. Now go home. Yeah. So 12 until?
12 until.
Until 1, 1 a.m.
Yes. And December 2nd is on a Saturday?
Yes, it is.
Okay, now, parking. Where are we parking?
Well, because the festival will be held in the Mount this year of Fort Charlotte, there are numerous parking available in the front area.
Okay, so we'll be inside the fort itself, in the moat, and then the whole parking area out there will be available for parking.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, and then down the hill as well?
I know back then, persons would have been able to park in the area opposite the fish fry, but I think they blocked that off now. But I'm sure that you can find parking right across the street.
Okay.
Where the doctor office is.
In
as
the
well
plaza.
As the school, yes,
okay.
In the plaza area.
Awesome, awesome. And then, of course, for our tourists and guests, the fort is like a 10, 15-minute slow walk. From town, right?
Yes.
Awesome.
I want to know what to anticipate. I'm coming. I'm coming. I already know I'm coming. What can be there when I come?
Okay, well, like Miss Anna said, the doors will open at 12 noon.
Mm-hmm.
So at 12 noon, that's when our historic showcase will begin. We have live reenactments with living history and cannon firing. So we're actually going to start that day off with a bang.
Can't you all fire in the cannon?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They will be fired. And trust me, they are loud.
Remember DeSantis, that American senator?
Somebody call DeSantis and tell him you're doing the reenactment, please.
Let him know before.
I don't want him to get upset at us.
He doesn't want us. If you see any fireworks coming from here.
It's a problem.
It's going to be a problem.
Okay, so reenactments throughout the day. Now, when you say reenactments, I'm going to see any pirates going to be around the place?
We may not have a pirate, but what we will have is we would have soldiers dressed in the period costumes that are dated back from the 18th century. So they will be West Indian regiments.
Okay.
And so they would be able to do their drills, and it goes straight into the cannon firing.
Okay.
And so who would be the actors for this West Indian
regiment? Where do you get the actors from?
We had contracted a few cadets. They're not rangers, they're cadets.
Yeah.
And so they are staff, kind of the AMMC Corporation. And so not only on December 2nd, that will the cannon firing be held, but we also do it every Thursday at Fort Fincastle at exactly 12 o'clock.
Okay.
I didn't know that.
You'll fire cannons every
Thursday at exactly 12 o'clock.
Okay. This is good to know.
Today's Wednesday, right? So tomorrow. Yeah,
tomorrow.
Yes. 12 o'clock. So you know what, guys? You do not touch your Thanksgiving plates until you hear...
The bang.
That's the announcement that we can now eat.
Okay, let's continue. So we have the reenactment. What else?
And so we have live entertainment all day.
Now, are you going to have the Royal Bahamas Defense Force pop band there?
No. Not this year. Not this
Officer,
year.
I want to say this respectfully to the band leader. I think his name is Sir Michael. That's Mr. Michael. Mm-hmm. Lady Di, say that's my Michael. Because they perform at the Agrarian Awards when she got a light. Anyway, we miss them already. Who are you going to have performing for us?
We have the Sky Juice Band.
Okay, never mind. I mean, they're as good.
Yes.
They're good.
So, daytime. Now, we have two sets of entertainment. So, at daytime, we have... DJ Pencil.
Nice.
We have the Urban Renewal Band.
Okay, super good.
And we have the Curbside Rockers.
Oh, no. Steel Pan. These by them mix Steel Pan. Like, it's a Trini, Bahamian, Jamaican, Caribbean vibe. They capture it perfectly.
Yes. Nice.
And they just dance.
We also have the GHS School Band also performing at the festival.
Hold on.
The
Pop Band?
The Pop Band.
Oh, nice. Yes.
Pop Band.
Hold on. You telling me this is the daytime performance?
That's your daytime performances.
Y'all do not sleep. All of those names are excellent. But when she say GHS High School Pop Band.
They're good.
I mean, I saw a clip. I saw a clip. They were performing for exchange students. For a group of, like a band or a group of students from the U.S. And they had the house rocking.
Yeah, they're amazing.
Yeah, okay then.
I'm listening, right? And I'm now realizing there's two events in one. There's a daytime event and there's an evening time event.
Evening time event.
So I could either stay there all day or come late and say, let me experience this evening thing.
Yes, you can.
So okay, let's stick with the morning thing now so I can experience here what you can do with this evening one. What all happening inside the day again? Sorry.
Okay, and who are some of the vendors?
Well, we have a lot of Bahamian. Because it's a historic fort, we wanted to keep it more Bahamian. Mm-hmm. So we have a lot of Bahamian food vendors. We have Bahamian craft vendors. We also have Miss Right. Well, we're still finalizing the other vendors. Today will be the list. So the vendor flyer will be posted tomorrow. The vendor listing. So anybody that, you know, are following their vendors, they can come out to the festival as well.
Okay. Now, y'all doing any old school cooking reenactments?
Well, we had. Go ahead, Raquel.
Well, again. Not this year, but all of these are work in progress next year. Definitely next year, we would have the crab and dough making, crab catching, pineapple eating. We're looking to expand these things for next year.
Yeah. Also, here's what I would like to see for next year. I want to see a horse and buggy race
We have horseback riding.
Okay, now we got to pause and go through everything. Because I would have missed that. What exactly I can experience.
Okay. So we did the daytime.
Right.
So also at daytime, our kitty corner is going to be up and running.
Okay. What's going to be in the kitty corner?
So the kitty corner consists of jumbo games, bunks and castles.
That's like the big
jumbo games.
I can put my niece in the connect four.
Yes.
I got
and
it.
And she'll slide straight back out.
Yeah.
We have the balloon twisting.
Uh-huh. Face painting,
and other activities such as paintball and horseback riding.
Okay, so I'm not going to get upset this year, but next year I expect to see an equitable and equal representation for seniors like myself. If you're going to have a kiddies corner, you need to have a oldies corner with lots of ice.
I agree.
Right?
Well, actually,
face painting and ice is what we need in our oldies corner.
There is a spot at the fort that we're going to have what we call our sit and relaxation. So after walking through all of the vendors and walking through the entire amount of the fort, there is going to be a section where oldies, as you said.
That's me.
Yeah, can have a time just to sit, relax, and just catch themselves.
And when mom with the three children come and see us, splendoring in the shade, and she wanted to come sit with her chair, and I could cut my eye at her and say, there's a kiddies corner, ma'am.
Well, guess what? Mom might have to do the same to you, because at the kiddies corner, we will have a drop-off session A small fee, parents can drop off their kids and they can hang and play for 45 minutes.
How much for me to go and how much for me to come for 45 minutes? $5? $10? How much?
I think it's $10. You can leave your kids for 30 minutes. I think it is. Yeah. 30 minutes.
My friends get tired of me.
And we have trained professionals to keep an eye on the children.
I hear all these big events and all kind of things happening. Is there an entrance fee?
Yes. Oh. The entrance fee, it is $10 for adults, $5 for children, and $15 after 6 for adults.
Now, if I come with my children in the daytime, and I have to go and drop them off, because they're good children, they go to bed by 7:30. Yes. I come in back after 6. Do I need to get a new band?
No.
Possibly?
No.
No?
I don't think you need a new band.
Okay. But if you come in for the first time after 6, it's
$15.
Yes, $15.
All so right. Let's talk about this evening event.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
$15. What am I getting for this $15? Because you all make it sound like there's something I got to come to at 6 p.m.
Listen, cousin, for the $15, our nighttime entertainers, DMAC. Oh,
concert.
Ebony 242.
Oh, big time concert.
Fan Sean. The Sky Juice Band. And we end in the night with a Junkanoo Rush Out by Roots Junkanoo Group.
Okay.
So it's a big event.
The Roots.
Huge.
Big event. 6 p.m. is a big time event.
Roots. The Roots.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't
even
think
food and drinks would be available at the nighttime?
Yes.
Okay.
The event doesn't shut down at 6 p.m., just the kiddies' corner.
Oh, just the kiddies' portion.
Corner. Yeah.
So we say, hey, it's now adults' time. We want to protect children. So you had the whole day. Now let the adults adult without worrying about children in their presence. Nobody like that.
I want to talk food. No, what type of food can be there? Because I just go with my stomach. Anyone know like any Bahamian food, any Bahamian sweets, any things like that? No snow cone?
Yes, we will have jerk. We will also have conch fritters, macaroni, wings. We have someone that's doing a seafood boil. We also have Bahamian pastries. And we will also have nachos, popcorn, cotton candy, things for the kids.
So easy food where I can stand up and eat and enjoy myself and listen to music and dance.
Hold on, so you're telling me that there will be no nachos and popcorn once the kids go home? You're keeping that for the late portion as well, right? Y'all could discriminate against old people, eh?
This could be a good event. So will there be... I know you mentioned the West Indian Regiment in terms of
reenactment. Yes.
Will there be people in costumes throughout the day at different intervals, parts?
Part would be the living history. So you will have a few persons who are going to be dressed in their period costumes as well. These would have been persons back in the 17th and 18th century who were allowed on the premises to bring wares for these soldiers.
Okay.
So you will have those persons as well, in period costumes.
And it's a great photo op as well. So if you want to take photos with anybody in periodic costumes,
I imagine if your children doing any projects in school right now on the fort, on that period of history, bring them out. Mm-hmm. They could ask questions.
Will the fort be open that day also?
Yes, the fort will also be open for tours as well.
My plan is working, Yuri. Yeah.
So, Aaron, you know what? I came up with a word for this event.
Yeah.
And it's eduphonomous. So, basically, you're getting the education.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun with the entertainment and games. And, you're just going to have an awesome time.
Say that word again.
Eduphonosome.
Eduphonosome.
Yes.
I love it. Bring the children out. I will be there. You won't see me. Y'all ain't gonna see me. I have another mission. I on a treasure hunt. I heard there's treasure in the fort. And I come in to look for the treasure.
Come on down.
I'm only being polite and not asking the accountant where the treasure is. It might as well be a hunt. I could capture her, hold her hostage.
Yes.
Until you all and send my emissaries, right? And then you all send a convoy down, and then we could work it out. But I know that there's treasure in that fort. Are you all having a scavenger hunt? You having any interactive activities for the kiddies and families? Scavenger hunt, treasure hunt, anything like that?
Well, that wouldn't be this year as well. But usually when we do treasure hunts and for the kids, that'll be like Easter time.
Oh, you do it?
So we do events.
For the kids.
Easter, yes. Yes. So that's an
okay,
Easter
for the kids,
event.
I see. For the kids. Okay. Okay. No, no.
But Erin, you can join the kids. You know, everyone is a kid at heart. You can join.
You didn't tell security that, though. Me and security already talk. I mean, we fuss, but...
I'll let
good
know.
With me.
Well, there you go. You can come on in and just search for your treasure.
I will do. I mean, the national... I can give the government some of it if I find it, is what I'm saying. Okay, so let's go back through the dates. Saturday, December the 2nd, 12 until 1.
Yes.
It's two events in one.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
There's a daytime event, family-friendly focus, kiddies corner, tours and reenactments.
Yes, ma'am.
Food, drink, snow cones.
Crafts.
Christmas crafts?
Yes.
Who are some of the craft vendors that are going to be there this year?
Ribbon and Roll. Say? Ribbon and Roll will actually be a vendor at the event.
Who's Ribbon and Roll?
They offer customized gift wrapping paper for all of your Christmas.
I'm Ribbon and Roll family. The Exuma and Andres. No? Not different roll?
No, there's a different roll.
Different roll.
Yeah, there's a roll of paper roll.
Paper roll.
Oh. Different role.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. Okay. Just slightly. You're playing your role, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So Ribbon and Roll in, like, local mm-hmm. images, local imagery. So you know the gift is bohemian.
Yes. Yes.
In fact, when you find out there's nothing in the box, it's okay because the gift in and of itself is the gift.
It was the thought that you put into that gift.
This is absolutely phenomenal. I have to see if I could get out there with some of my calabash lamps.
Who usually attend these events, right? I know the AMMC is doing a lot of events, and I want to talk about that too, in terms of, I went to the fort recently, and you all have all kind of things there, right? Interactive things there. Everything is lined out and verbiage all over the place, right? But who usually attend the festival? And I want to know what's happening, new in general, happening at the fort, if you can.
Well... Let me answer you the second part of the question. The reenactment is something new that we started to say. It's something that we now do every week. It's now reoccurring.
Mm-hmm.
So at first it was just periodically, but now it's reoccurring.
It's a staple. It's a staple.
Yes, sir. So that is something new that we have added onto the plate. The persons that usually visit the historical festival are mostly families. It is a family-oriented event. You have persons like I said, it's family.
Yeah.
And that's what we are at AMMC. We're family.
Yeah. So like, if I come in the daytime, regular daytime, are there vendors there? So maybe I bring some friends are in town. I want to bring them through the fort. Are there vendors there? Could we start walking through, like we're waiting for the tour time to start? Grab some food from a food truck or a roadside vendor. Is there an area to sit down and wait until the tour starts?
Yes, like Miss Anna said, there is an area that you can sit down and get a load off until the tour is ready to start. Or there are tour guides, hopefully, that are going to be there, you know,
to start the tour
waiting on you, actually.
Time. Okay.
Yes.
All right, so it's very flexible, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, cool. So now, is Fort Charlotte available for other events? So can I, an event organizer, come to AMMC and say, hey, I attended your festival and I want to do something similar? How does that work?
Yes. So they can contact our head office
mm-hmm.
and you can rent the fort. We also do photo shoots at Fort Fincastle.
Mm-hmm.
Those grounds are also available for rent.
Photo shoots?
Photo shoots, yes.
For weddings,
birthdays,
christenings, birthdays,
graduations.
Yeah.
Okay.
And if you would like to host an event, you can just, like I said, Fort Charlotte is more of the event spot.
Right.
We also have our Collins grounds. That is a beautiful area, a beautiful garden that is also used for weddings and parties, Christmas parties. So anybody looking for a spot to host an event.
I realize that I wouldn't necessarily know if somebody is hosting a Christmas party or a wedding there if I wasn't on the invite list, mm-hmm. right? But I do see an event taking place there called, it's a, Eyes a Bahamian or it's a Bahamian thing. It's like a festival, right? Yes, is Collins grounds open also for hosting
events.
Festivals?
Yeah. Yes, it is. All of our sites are open for festival and events and parties. Now, with Fort Finn Castle, that'll be like an intimate setting.
Yeah, right.
That's more, you know, it's more intimate.
Or like, so you're telling me I could do an event at the bottom of the steps?
Oh, yes. We had a wedding at the bottom of the Queen's Staircase.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yes, we did.
Nice.
I understand.
And I'm talking with pews and everything, orchids hanging. So you can make this event your own at the bottom of the Queen's Staircase.
Okay. So there's opportunity for behemoths to participate. To be intimately involved at the locale.
Yes.
Now, what if I want to do like a, I want to do a obstacle course, scavenger hunt style event across the forts. Could I rent the fort space?
Yes, you can.
To set up and have people move through. Okay.
Yes, you can.
You just have to rent all of the forts.
I have to rent all of them, yeah, at the same, right at the same time and coordinate the booking.
Right.
And
yes. Right.
Right. No, hey, Ministry of Tourism, small Airbnbs, what are we dealing with? Let's get this little product off the ground.
Can I have a contact person or name, I mean, number, so I can call for more information about your event that's happened in December, and also information about the forts in general if I want to book.
Right, so the...
Okay.
So we want to contact you to find out more about festival at Historic Fort Charlotte, to find out, maybe to find out if I could be a vendor for that event and to hear more about the forts.
Okay, so you can contact 604-6828 and you're going to ask for Miss Wright. She will be able to give you all of the information that you would need for either booking the fort or for if you want to become a vendor. We're still looking for vendors, but the list is coming out tomorrow. So today is the deadline if you want to be a vendor at Historic Fort Charlotte on December 2nd.
Okay, let's go to this caller, and then I got some texts for you. Good morning, caller.
Aaron Grant.
Yes, sir.
Marie.
Hey.
We could talk about the fort right there in politics, right?
Go ahead.
Right, well, this would be here talking about, but
I didn't play with you, Aaron.
Pumpkin Eater, would you know about the forts?
No, but I know a lot about the fort. I want to say, though, all the fort need to be more accessible for disability wheelchair. I must thank the last MP, Loretta, Father Turner. She was my MP during that time. I say, Ms. Turner, we need to make these fort accessible. And she assured during the Ingalls government, I think she was in the Ingalls government, that she fought Montague, which not too far from me, and there you and Aaron, accessible for wheelchairs. We notice those little ramps. That takes us straight to the shore.
Mm-hmm.
But it's easy for us to go in the water.
Yeah. We also got to make sure that the cars stop parking on those access ramps.
But the white did it, right. Of course, that's a belief part of it. Sorry, reinforcing the law. But I've been on the Independence. We have the Independence celebration. And the ground is, sometimes the ground is pretty good, but you need to make it more accessible.
Yeah.
That's why you and Nuri and that young lady up there, we need to lobby now. Or I think the minister, one minister in charge of the area, right? Who in charge of the area?
No. Beaches and parks?
Yeah, minister.
No.
No.
So AMMC would be responsible for the
fort itself.
Yes. Yeah.
That's private or government?
That's a quasi-governmental organization.
Okay, right. My prime minister, and we need to make sure.
Yeah.
That next independent, hopefully, I'll be more comfortable for folks to be a chair.
Right, and that we have signage up to help the non-disabled people understand how they have to accommodate people with disabilities.
Yeah, and also that come under the protocol of police, because you got to guide
them. Right, you need signage. You just need signs say, don't park here, access ramp.
Yeah. But I know during Drum Canoe, when I go to Drum Canoe, I am guided by the police. They escort me right into the
area. Nice, that's excellent.
Area.
Listen, thank you very much.
All right, have a good day.
All right, Ms. Nuri, let me get to some texts, because I have some questions here. Tech says we need to complete Fort Stanley immediately towards, this says George Santos, but I think they mean DeSantis.
Fort Stanley is completed. It's Fort Darcy that wasn't completed.
Yeah, it's Fort Darcy that's not completed.
Fort Darcy's not completed.
I believe they're trying to confuse the enemy. Don't watch Nightingale. That text is to confuse.
Aaron, the thing about it is that all the proceedings that we collect on December 2nd will actually go
towards
upgrading the forts and the upkeep of all of the forts.
Absolutely.
So with the first caller, it's work in progress because we do know that we need the ramps. We do know about the signage. We know that's an issue. And so that's why we're here inviting and encouraging persons to come out, because we can't do it alone. We need the help of the Bahamian people and ladies, visitors and residents to come out, support. And like I said, all the funding will go towards the upkeep of all of these historic sites.
Absolutely. And providing signage and things like Pumpkin Leader is asking for and showing that they're in place. Now I got a text for you, ladies, especially my treasurer over here. So my treasurer, you get it? Good morning, Aaron. Some years ago, I heard a fort was found in the Winton area. Was that true or not?
They found a Fort Winton on top of Winton Highway. At least they found cannons, and that was a big thing.
Now, with
Right into the mic,
With that...
Or a battery, whatever.
It's a battery. That's what I wanted to tell you. It's not a fort. It's a battery. And in those days, 17th, 18th century, those batteries were placed there as a means of protection, just in case, because it's in the eastern area. Yeah. So just in case
Fort Montague
had seen action, these batteries would have been able to assist Fort Montague if it had seen action, which it did.
Now, listen, I know that I can't buy a fort, but could I buy a battery? Like, could a private person own, if I made enough money, could I own a fort?
Well, they can own the land around where that battery is, but you cannot own the battery. It's still a historic site. It's deemed historic. It's still on the historic record.
So you're saying I can't own the water tower and then turn it into a small, high-end, gorgeous boutique Airbnb style?
You can invest in the water tower.
Fix it up and then let the government run it.
Yeah.
Okay. So you can still looking for my treasure, you see?
When you find that treasure, Aaron, you heard what you said about the water tower?
Okay, another question.
That's your first mission.
Is Blackbeard's Tower really a historic monument?
It is a historic monument, but that is located in the area of person's private property. So getting to it actually is an issue. But it does exist.
So
it is historic.
So the government would own the tower itself. Who owned the mangoes that grow around the tower?
The person that owns the property.
All of these laws. Y'all make treasure hunting so hard, man. It make it so hard. Okay. And somebody else is saying they need to pay their light bill, so they're willing to join me on this treasure hunt. Okay. They said that y'all need more cultural music like Rake and Scrape and Ancient Man. The texter want to know if y'all going to have any old school Rake and Scrapers out there.
Well, the curbside rock is a bit old school as well,
Yeah, they do. They do.
They're a mixture.
Right. Their Rake and Scrape sound is old school.
Yeah, they are old school.
Now, let me ask you a question. Are there any forts or historic installations like batteries on family islands?
Well, we have... on some of the family islands, we have some batteries, but we also have historic museums.
Yeah, right.
On some of those
like
islands.
San Salvador.
Not every island, but you have San Salvador, you have Long Island,
you
have Freeport, Grand Bahama as well.
Okay.
So we do have some historic locations on these islands.
So let me test your brain, right? Blue Lagoon has a tower.
Okay.
What you know about that tower? I want to know why there's a tower on Blue Lagoon. I don't know anything about it.
Well, I'm not sure why the tower is there, but towers back then were used as light beacons. Mm. If a ship was coming in and they needed to see, so those towers were used as light beacons back in the 17th and 18th century. So I'm not sure if that's why that was there, but back then that's what towers were used for. So they would actually paint like a glowing paint on it, and ships would have been able to see that glow from miles away.
All right. So now do lighthouses fall under the purview of AMMC?
No, ma'am.
So I could buy a lighthouse?
Sure. I guess you can.
I mean, Did people still reckon? I could start reckoning too. But no, reckoning is against the law. No, no, okay, Aaron, a new plan. Mr. Nuri, more questions?
You know, man, I'm kind of excited about the event. I plan to check the child there,
right,
to be interactive. Does she need to dress up in costume period clothes?
No, she doesn't.
She doesn't.
The nurses go extreme.
Can we get a prize?
He's come prepared.
You will get a prize at night. If she comes dressed in a periodic costume, she will get a prize.
Okay, now.
See, let me take your picture so I can know who to come.
But it has to be an authentic periodic costume.
That. No, no, we have that.
I get plenty of that.
Trust me, the Nuri's so hot.
I can make a croco sock dress in a minute. Okay, we got a caller. Let's go to the caller, and then I have a question about the nighttime event. Good morning, caller.
Hey, good morning, Harry and Cuz.
Morning. How you doing?
Morning, Mr. Nuri, and good morning to your guests.
Good morning.
I like the history today. It's teaching me some stuff. However, I've called in a few times in reference to it. There is a area in South Andres.
Mm-hmm.
It's between Mars Bay and Pleasant Bay.
Mm-hmm.
My grandmother grew up with it being there. She told us they used to call it Slavery Wall.
Okay.
That's actually the place where crops comes out when crop season starts.
Okay.
I've asked before if anyone can look into it and see what the history is about it. Because you can see it's been there from, I'm in my 50s, and it's been there from, I was with my grandmother born in 1909.
Wow.
And she met that there.
And they call it Slave Wall?
Slavery Wall.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's a grouping of, do you know how you see Kiston is with those rock houses?
Yeah.
Okay, it looks similar to that.
Okay.
It looks similar to that. I don't know if you can get to it now, but when I was a child, they had what we call the sawgrass, those grass when you walk in to cut your skin.
Yeah, yeah.
You walk through there and you can see a grouping of houses in the same style that those houses are Clifton.
Yeah, Andres stone is a special type of stone. Mm-hmm. It lasts long.
Yeah, so there's very little wood pieces that you may see in the stones here and there, but for the most part, it's just a rock left built the same way in the same style.
Well,
so I talked about it a few times. It seems like anybody even remembers it. It's important for somebody to look into it, please. I would like to know the history behind that.
Well, I'm going to ask the ladies to forward that to Dr. Curry. Dr. Christopher Curry, who I was hoping was here today so we could pesterize him with some questions about Collins House and some more of the local historic sites of value, like how Collins House used to have a vacuum mail system built into the walls of the home. That is just phenomenal. You know how high-tech that was back in the day?
Yeah.
When they say you just blow in steam, and they could tell you, see how powerful steam is, because that was steam operated.
And you know what?
I have one more question.
Yes, ma'am.
Do they have any idea when any work will be done on the water tower? I visited once or twice before it went down, and I really would have loved for my kids to see it.
Okay.
We are looking for revenue.
Mm-hmm.
That's also a reason of us hosting events. To try to restore the water tower. We know that it has been shut down for many years,
mm-hmm.
but that is one of the reasons why we are hosting events at Fort Charlotte and making it historic so that we can restore
a lot of
our... Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very, very much. Okay, so I also want to ask about the tunnels. Right? Yeah, we can get that. But you think it's just because I'm looking for treasure. But here's what I do want to know about the night portion of the event. And the day portion of the event as well. Will there be alcoholic beverages on sale at the event?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
We partnered.
So that's the old people corner now?
Yeah.
Okay, I got you.
We partnered with 700.
Okay.
So 700 Wines and Spirit is a major sponsor for the festival.
Okay.
And so, there are alcoholic and non-alcoholic
beverages.
So
the spirits will be there.
Yes.
Are y'all going to have a gully wash competition?
Good idea.
I think we should have a gully wash competition.
I know a few of you heard that there can be spirits there.
Yes.
At night. At the fort. And they want me to come.
The spirits will be there.
I mean, that's my going.
For the spirits.
I'm bringing them. No, that's my part.
You're bringing spirits too?
Because I'm a part of the cultural team.
Oh, spirits.
Ghosts and two ghosts too.
I'm watching you all. I'm just saying. I'm watching you all.
Is there a timeline? Is the text coming in? Is there a timeline for the restoration of the water tower?
I cannot say
no,
at this time.
Okay. We're not able to say.
All right.
Say.
No, no, no problem. No problem.
Yeah. We need to ask Mr. Dr. Curry when he comes in.
Yeah.
About all of these things, the timeline for the water tower, the timeline for Collins House, and who owns the Blue Goon Island that fort there. Okay. All those questions I want to ask him.
Right. And can I buy a lighthouse, decommissioned. It has to be decommissioned, right?
I just want to rent one, you know. I have one Smith guy when I one lighthouse too, because he don't have one.
I want a lighthouse so bad, guys. I mean, the perfect Airbnb experience.
Yes.
Right? Exclusive night in a lighthouse would be wonderful, man.
I know, right?
Wonderful.
Mm. Aaron, you're giving me ideas.
Well, this this is the point, right?
I may want a lighthouse, too.
That we invite people to the AMMC, not just to give us money to do our jobs, but we invite them there to share their imagination,
yes,
to share their curiosity, and to generate ideas.
Yes,
because
ma'am.
All of us are preserving the culture.
And this is true.
So let's recap.
Yeah, yeah.
December 2nd, which is on a Saturday.
Yes.
You're saying that 12 noon, you're having big thing at the Fort Charlotte. And the Fort Charlotte, that's the one across from Fish Fry, right?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. And that's the one we'll have three forts in one.
Yes.
Right? And then 12 noon, you say the mouth of the fort?
Yes.
So where's this mouth?
In the actual fort.
I would say inside the fort. And then you say in the mouth of the fort. So when you say inside the fort, is that driveway piece or across over the bridge?
Under the bridge.
Yes. Under the bridge.
So under the bridge is the moat.
So that is the moat.
The moat.
Yeah. I did not know.
It was a dry moat intended for prickly pears, but it was never used.
Well, okay, hold on. Pause. So,
I wonder
the fort is up on the hill.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
The fort is up on
the hill. It has a moat.
Mm-hmm.
The ocean right there. But they wasn't gonna fill the moat with water.
No.
They say we gonna fill it with cactus.
Yes. Lord Dunmore was pretty smart.
Am I pronouncing it different? Is it mouth? M-O-U-T-H? Or
No. Moat. It's moat, but they say they pronounce it moat.
How you spell that?
M-O-A-T.
M-O-A-T. Oh, see?
That's how you can get catch.
Yeah, I didn't know it was a moat.
I don't know where this moat is.
So in this moat thing, right, that's where it's going to have the event.
Right. In fact, that's where most of the activities, when people host at the site, most of the activities take place in the moat. And the moat will go all the way around the fort, right?
Yes.
And the walkway extends around the backside. Let's go to this call and then we're going to get back. I needed to know that. I need to look out for that on my adventures. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Aaron and Nuri and your guests.
Morning,
good
sir.
Morning.
What's the estimated cost for restoring that water tower?
Sir, to be honest, I don't know the exact cost, but about 6-7 years ago, the talks were going around that was over maybe $300,000-$400,000.
See, the cheapest y'all just let me buy it.
Okay.
And I think that was maybe just for the scaffold, you know.
Okay. That's cool. That's reasonable. Another question for y'all. Do y'all know where the first post office was in the Bahamas?
The first post office?
Crooked Island.
Bird Bay?
Bird Rock? Crooked Island?
Burnt Rock in Crooked Island.
Long Key, Crooked Island.
Right.
Yeah.
Crooked Island. Yeah.
Right there at the Pitchtown.
Pitchtown.
On the land there, mm-hmm. Right where they have the chamber there. There's a plaque there, and even you said you won't get one.
Lighthouse. Yeah.
Well, your cousin Adriana.
Mm-hmm.
Daddy was the lighthouse keeper there at Bird Rock.
Okay.
That's where he claimed to say he was born, right?
Okay, yeah.
Well, you should be able to lease that because I think, you know, they could. You could if you got the money to and fix it up and do the Airbnb.
I ain't saying nothing about money, sir, but we in the right direction.
I mean, find the money.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, Aaron, you got some help. He's looking out for you, making sure you can get this lighthouse.
You have the first night in the lighthouse.
My cousin Adriana, daddy was the lighthouse keeper, and he's 80s to say, you know what I mean? That's where he's born, and his favorite saying, you know, carry on smartly, or carry on smartly.
Yeah. Wow. Thank
have
you.
A good day.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much. I was the one who was excited about the alcohol texter, okay? I was the one who was excited.
You just like lemonade hard.
That's right.
Yeah, hard lemonade.
That's right, exactly.
I like my lemonade with ginger. You like your lemonade hard.
With gin.
Yeah.
Yeah. Save money. Forget buying the extra lettuce.
No.
But some... Anyway, adults are allowed to adult, right? And I love that the organizers have created two portions, right? So we can let adults do the adulting, which is take your kids out, expose them to culture, expose them to community, have a good time. And then the adults could do the other adulting.
Social media pages so I can go and get more information and look.
You can check the social media page. Our social media page is the National Museum of the Bahamas on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok.
And AMMC is on Facebook, right?
Yes.
But the National Museum of the Bahamas.
See, you have a national museum?
That's us. Listen, sir. It's a vision. It's the beginning stages, remember?
You're speaking to reality.
We're maturing to the point where we can actualize it. And a part of that is you start by creating the conceptual space, right? The National Museum of the Bahamas Facebook page.
What's that biblical quote said, old men have dreams and someone sees visions? How'd that go?
Old men have dreams and women are miserable and can get it done anyway. Just give it to the women.
There you go.
They'll be miserable, but they'll get it done.
Yes, guess must get it done.
Yeah, we got another text. Is the AMMC a texter? AMMC, a government corporation.
It's quasi.
Quasi. And which ministry does it sit under?
Office of the Prime Minister.
Okay.
Okay, special projects, sir. I see we have another caller here, so let's try squeeze them in before we go. We have about 4 or 5 minutes to go. And I just want more details that people realize that December 2nd is around the corner, right? So we need to now prepare. Put that $40 aside. Let's go to the caller there.
Good morning, caller.
Hello, good morning. How you all doing?
Good, good.
Good morning.
Great. You know, then my grandfather used to be the lighthouse keeper in Great Stirrups Key.
Mm-hmm.
I could remember at the age of 4 and 5, I'm going up, climbing those stairs. I think it's like it was every 3 to 4 hours you had to wake up to wind the tower to keep the lights going. And I'm 68 now, and I can remember that so vividly, so clear. He used to wake us up, time to go wind the tower up, keep that light going.
And he was teaching you one of the most important jobs in the archipelago.
Yeah, because he used to be there, also in San Salvador. You know, all the lighthouses that was around in the Bahamas that you had the manually did it.
Yeah.
He was there, but only Stirrup Key I went to, and that's when they had the U.S. bases there, and my mom used to be the chef down there.
Wow.
And let me tell you,
it's an experience in Great Stirrup Key. And let me tell you something, Aaron.
Yeah.
They had nobody had no bigger grape than Los Stirrupski, Great Stirrupski. Those grapes, when you bite it, it's the community.
Oh, wow.
They were big. Now, I don't know if they're still there, but, man, they were sweet.
Man.
It was awesome. It was an experience that I'll never, never forget.
Listen, the archipelago is filled with adventures.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. And we got to figure out how to capture them. Unfortunately, we have institutions and mechanisms like AMMC, Antiquities, Monuments, and Museums Corporation, that's going to help us build the framework necessary to preserve the culture, to provide for the present, and to prepare for the future. Producer, I ask you to play it softly as we lead out. We've got 2 minutes left. I got a couple more texts, and then we're going to repeat the information for the event as we close out the show. Texas said, where is Blackbeard's Tower? Okay, so first of all, most important thing to know, Blackbeard's Tower is on private property.
Correct.
Don't go to people's place.
Right. In the east. right? And those of us in the East who grew up in the East, we know where it is. But it's a bit of a tricky situation.
Yes.
But as soon as I buy that, I can tell you all exactly where it is. Also, Mr. Newry, I buy in me a lighthouse. I don't care what these people say. I buy in me a lighthouse and I turn it into an Airbnb. And then I can let the government take it because they're going to say, Miss Green.
You can't be there.
Yeah, I mean, look at it. Let us run it. It looked great. Okay, another text. Mr. Newry, what happened to ZNS? Free to air service. It's been down. Oh, okay. We're going to check on that.
Yeah.
Been down for a while, they say. Because these are the things that entrepreneurs and private people would be doing their own little mini docs and airing on those stations. Okay. Festival at Historic Fort Charlotte, second annual, Saturday, December the 2nd, 12 until daytime, Kiddies Corner, vendors, crafts, activities, performances, GHS pop band, Sky Juice pop band in the evening after 6 p.m. is $15, adults 10 before 6, children 2 to 12, $3, $5, $2 to 12, $5, and Aaron, $5. Come out. Lots of activities. Fanshawe, Ebony 242, D-Mac performing at night again with the Sky Juice Pop Band. It's going to be a fantastic time. Come out and take a tour. See the reenactments. Get some walking food, popsicle. Sit in the kiddies' corner with your children. And then escape and leave them there with the trained staff to look after them. Second annual festival at Historic Fort Charlotte, December 2nd. We are out of time, guys. Thank you, Mr. Newry. Thank you, representatives from AMMC.
Thank you. Have a great day.
12 noon until. He helped me so close like he flies.